This is Ted Kennedy. In the extreme brutality of apartheid, the South African government has even begun to imprison children. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, one of the most shocking indictments of the cruelty of the racist regime in South Africa is the disclosure that the apartheid government is imprisoning hundreds, perhaps thousands of children. By the government's own admission, many of the children have been tortured. According to a report by the International Commission of Jurists this spring, torture is the rule, not the exception. Even young children are being subjected to widespread physical abuse, including electric shocks and solitary confinement. At a recent hearing in Congress, some of the South African victims came to Washington to tell us firsthand of the atrocities being committed. Last year, Bob, Congress finally did something. We enacted economic sanctions against South Africa. In light of this shocking new evidence of the cruelty of apartheid, isn't it time we did more, Bob, and imposed stronger sanctions?
Ted, I wish we had an extra minute today because I'd like to give you more time to think about what you just said. There is a big continuing problem in South Africa. Tragically, abuse of teenage children is a part of the problem. And even if there is also evidence that South African authorities are now cracking down on these abuses, that's no reason not to express our outrage, yes, outrage, over what's been happening. But your logic is this. We put in sanctions. The situation has gotten worse for blacks. There is a persistent problem of child abuse. So let's impose some more sanctions. Your remedy didn't work the first time, so naturally, you would prescribe it again. Get off it, Ted. Quit trying to score some political points here from the suffering of blacks in South Africa. This is Senator Bob Dole. Last week, Congress journeyed to Philadelphia to celebrate our 200-year-old Constitution. What did we learn from that experience? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.